And speaking of Copenhagen...
Something's rotten in the state of Denmark.
Or not rotten, depending on which Democratic candidate was talking. For Bernie Sanders, Denmark stood out as a sort of national utopia, a land of greater equality for working people. Hillary Clinton, while admitting a love for Hamlet's birthplace, said, "America is not Denmark." Can't argue with that, really. We decided to get a real Dane on the line to talk about all this. He's Ulrik Haggerup, and he's the news director at Danish Broadcasting. What was your reaction, Ulrik, to hearing all these mentions of your country in last evening's debate?
Being citizens in a little country with only close to 6 million people, we're always very flattered when big countries, even presidential candidates in the United States, mention our name. But we're not that surprised because depending on your political view in the United States, it has always been so that either you think that our system is some kind of a communistic system or you think it's paradise. And for us living in it, it's neither.
All right. So let's get to the truth of this, or at least something resembling the truth. Bernie Sanders cited workers' benefits in Denmark. Tell us what kind of job security, health benefits and so on Danes actually enjoy that Americans don't.
For instance, it's a human right that whatever you're in, you can treat it at a very good hospital for free because you have paid your tax or somebody else has. You can have your kid go to university. You don't have to save up for it. And those kids, no matter of their parents' income, they can get from the government close to $1,000 a month. A maternity leave and paternity leave as well, so that people can take care of their kids when they become parents.
The maternity and paternity leave, that's paid.
People can get a leave, and the government will pay part of your salary while you're doing that.
Okay, so to the taxes now, because Denmark pays for all those benefits with high taxes. Are Danes fine with that, or are they grumbling about taxes, that they're too high?
I don't think you can find many people who wouldn't say, if being asked, wouldn't you like to pay less money to the government? Most people would. But when it comes to it, most people would say, it's fair enough that we pay a pretty high tax. We also, in our country, have a very big political debate on the level of the welfare system. And there's a growing notion that the government cannot take care of everything. So, of course, this is in the center of the political debate. But there's a core of the discussion that the welfare system gives security. And 150 years ago, a national poet wrote a song where it said, Denmark should be a country where few people have too much and even fewer have too little.
It's been a mixed bag with Denmark in terms of welcoming migrants and refugees lately. The government has cut welfare benefits to refugees applying for asylum. It's even placed ads in Lebanese newspapers warning Syrian refugees not to travel to Denmark. What's going on there?
Like in any European country, also in Denmark, we have a very heated debate over migrants and refugees. On one hand, most people would like to help people who are really in need, who will get killed if they return to their home country. On the other hand, a growing understanding that it has its consequences if we open our borders. So the debate in most European countries, and also in Denmark, is whether or not we should open our borders or close them. And most people, they feel that we have to compromise between the two.
Sweden, right next to you, has opened their borders.
Yeah, but even Sweden, which has really taken a lot of refugees and a lot of immigrants, they're now on the edge of what they can take. So even in Sweden, they have this debate.
So, Ulrik, you're in broadcasting in Copenhagen. I'm in broadcasting in Boston. Would you ever switch places as a Dane with an American?
I've been living, actually, in the United States for some time. I've been a correspondent for a short period in Washington. I've been studying in California. And there are so many things in the United States that I do love. But to be honest, I don't want my children to grow up to become American because I like the security of our system. I like the way that most people here interact with each other. But on the other hand, I can miss the dynamics of the American society, that in the United States, you can really make it if you are lucky and have the talent for it and work for it. And the discussion here is if the welfare benefits are too high, there might be a tendency that people get too lazy.
Ulrik Haggerup, news director at Danish Broadcasting, thanks very much for your thoughts.
You're welcome.
We'll go back to Denmark a bit later in the show. We've got the story of an immigrant from the Balkans who arrived in Denmark 2 decades ago. She's upset that the Danish government, which welcomed her, now wants to close the door to Syrian refugees. That's coming up here on The World.